everybody. It is a John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Tuesday, January 22nd. How's it going? It's Dave here with all the good stuff for you and your listening enjoyment. Today, we started things out by talking hunting. That's right. We didn't start out with football for once, another sport that only I participate in on the morning show. But a 101-year-old woman also does somewhere, and she bested me this year for hunting season. We went to the NFL then and learned about Roger Goodell's powers, of which he will probably not be showing off in the near future. KFC was also back in the news, only they're not offering bowl cuts this time. It's something else. We had a stupid fashion break with Cindy Graham. It'd been a little while since we went there, but we did today before Vinny Brand joined us. Gentleman farmer and comedian. He was back before his Helium comedy show tomorrow night. And everybody pitched in to help me out today, seeing as my 1999 old beater Toyota car does not have a nickname. So we went to the social media, rounded up the best nicknames from you guys, and I think we decided on the winner. I think we officially have a nickname. Watch, I'll use it now, and it's going to break down and die tomorrow. Okay, if that's the case, well, I won't blame anybody because my car doesn't owe me anything. Here we go. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
Building has a massive parking lot, so there's nothing to stop them.
Wide open plans. Yeah.
Wide open. Speaking in the being in the great wide open, Bertha Vickers is a woman who lives in Morgantown, Mississippi. I'm telling you this, Dave, because you are the great white hunter.
Okay.
All right. She's 101 years old, and she was sitting patiently in her blind with a 7mm 08 Remington by her side. She saw deer come out. But she decided to wait for a bigger one to show up. And when it did, she fired, took out both of them with one shot.
That's incredible. That actually happened to my cousin.
Right?
He didn't know it until he came up upon it and was like, wait a minute, this deer is huge. Oh, my God, there's two. But he's not 101 years old.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Right. 102.
And by the way, her blind is on her front porch.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you all rock.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
Have you heard the story that Roger Goodell has the power to turn around the outcome of the Saints game?
No.
I did hear that.
Yes,
yeah. There's some
does.
Weird clause, right?
Yeah,
it gives him that?
Yeah, it's Rule 17, Section 2. The article says the commissioner has the sole authority to investigate and take corrective action if any calamity occurs in an NFL game, which the commissioner deems so extraordinarily unfair or outside the accepted tactics that such action has a major effect on the result of the game.
Yeah.
So he could actually do it. He won't.
Right.
But he could
insane.
Actually do it.
Can you imagine?
Oh,
that would be so nuts.
I would be doing backflips. I would be doing absolute backflips. His power also includes the reversal of game results or the rescheduling of a game, either from the beginning or from the point at which the extraordinary act occurred.
Hmm.
So could you imagine those two teams? Can you imagine the Rams having to come back?
The families already have their bags packed.
Right, exactly.
Planes
exactly.
booked.
All right.
Well, here's the deal. The Saints had the ball in overtime first.
That's a good point.
Yeah. That is a good point.
Although, if they call that penalty, they're not going to overtime because you take a knee, you take a knee, you take a knee, and you kick a field goal, you win.
That's it.
Yeah.
By the way, someone's trying to make good on the game, right, or the outcome of the game.
Okay.
A place called Points Bet Sportsbook in Atlantic City has decided that what they're going to do, they're calling it the Good Karma Payback, and they're refunding all spread and money line bets placed on the Saints game.
Oh, that's genius.
That's cool.
Just in terms of getting your name out there.
Right. I don't know what this is going to do for them financially, but boy, oh boy, is it going to get them great promotional goodwill.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
Cindy is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, along with being a cat person,
mm-hmm.
I've got to ask, are you also a candle person?
No, I'm not.
You're not. You're
I'm
not
the opposite of a candle person.
Really?
They make me nervous.
The candles make you nervous?
Well, with all the cats roaming around.
Yeah,
again.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Okay, I'll give you that. No, because in England, they just started doing this, and they're supposedly going to do it here in the States. It has to do with KFC.
Okay.
Right. what a weird combination.
You ready?
Cats, candles,
ready?
And KFC.
All right. Here's what KFC is giving out in England right now.
Breathe in. The soothing aroma of KFC gravy.
Get out of here.
It's all gravy, baby.
That's it. That's the ad. They have KFC gravy-smelling candles.
There's worse scents.
Right? Yeah, there is. Go into any Yankee candle shop, right?
Oh, gosh, I've been there.
And then wait a week for your sense of smell to return.
Exactly. Smack to the face.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
I didn't have any problem falling asleep last night because I was up so late on Sunday night that I had a hard time staying awake through the afternoon yesterday. Right? But eventually, you know, fell asleep, and I feel great this morning. Although, speaking because of football, can you tell me, I did not know, you know, and maybe I'm an idiot for it, but I did not know that the Philly Voice was an actual thing.
Yeah.
Right? Was it a website, a blog?
A digital media company. Sort of like Philly Mag.
Never heard of them. Never heard of
really?
Them. Mm. Right? You know, and this whole thing about what's going on about, you know, there are factions of the Eagles who are Carson Wentz supporters. There are factions of the Eagles who are Nick Foles supporters. Right. And whoever it was wrote this article in the Philly Voice, at Philadelphia Voice, right, about, you know, how many people hate Carson Wentz. And it seems to be a complete crock of crap.
A bunch of players have come out and said, you know, completely untrue. Now, listen, I'm sure there is some issues with Carson. And the guys, he's got so much pressure on him now that he got hurt 2 years in a row with Nick there. I think it's a little overblown. There's probably somebody in there that's a Foles guy and wants to make it. You know, make Carson.
I think the
worse.
Premise is pretty believable, though. I mean, how could you not be?
Because you know, haters are going to hate. I mean, that's basically it. You know, not everybody on the team is always going to love you, whatever the hell it is. But what gets me is that every time some knucklehead goes and writes something on the interwebs, right? All of a sudden, it's fact. It's real, right? I'm sorry. I don't know this guy. I don't know this site, and I don't have any reason to buy into it. It's kind of like BuzzFeed saying that they had this big thing on the Mueller case, right? And Mueller having to come out going, I don't know what the hell these people are talking about, but none of it is real.
This isn't your Watergate. Settle down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, this just frustrates the hell out of me. You know what the big thing on BuzzFeed is today?
What's that?
The proper way to make an X.
To make an X?
To make an X.
It's like the most simplistic of all the letters.
Oh, No.
Take two lines, go 45 degree angles.
Yeah.
Right.
Left
to
right, up, down, top to bottom, and then right to left, top to bottom.
You sure? You sure that it's not left to right, you know, bottom to top?
Oh, discussing how to write it exactly, start and
how
end.
How to write an X.
In my world, it's right.
But this is what BuzzFeed should be discussing.
Exactly. And this is one of the reasons why I'm glad I am closer to death than the rest of you.
Put it in the file.
Because we're discussing the proper way to make an X.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fired.
The Beatles and Nowhere Man. You know what I got to find? I saw it once, and I got to find it and play it on the air. The Beatles used to perform that song live, and it is amazing because that opening, the harmony on that opening is tough, right? And they would do it live on stage. And I saw a video once of them doing it. And I got to see if I can grab that audio and bring it in sometime. I got to find that video once again. 14 degrees outside right now. Mixed sun and clouds today with the temperature getting up to 30 degrees. You know, Cindy, right? You know, here we are. You know, we're in our third week of the new year. And I was getting a little antsy because I thought the stupid jeans trend had come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
But no. Oh, no. We're going beyond the upside down jeans and the, you know, the ones that convert to jorts and the ones that are only seams.
What more could they do?
Well, a designer named Kashian Schneider just released asymmetrical jeans. If you go to the Facebook page right now, Cindy.
All right. I'm not seeing anything yet. Draw a page. So it's a skinny jean and a bell-bottom jean?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. Yes, one leg is a giant flared bell-bottom starting at the crotch, right, and the other one is a skinny jean.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
One leg's 2018, the other is 1977.
I'm ready for the sun to explode, guys.
Right, so, well, you know.
Steve, I like your outfit today, but it's a little too symmetrical for me.
You know what? You're right. Dave, rip my sleeve off.
There you go.
And he makes X's wrong, too. Have you noticed that?
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
It's always fun to say this, although it's more fun when he's in the studio. But you know what? It's a Wednesday night that we're talking about. Vinnie Brand is going to be appearing tomorrow night at Helium Comedy Club. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. I sure hope, Vinnie, that, you know, there isn't another big snow emergency, right, like we had this weekend, that's going to keep you from coming down here tomorrow.
It was a state of emergency. And the state of emergency, by the way, in New Jersey on Saturday, started at 12 noon. And I was outside thinking, it's not that bad. And then suddenly, the sun burst through the clouds, and I had a squint. I'm like, oh my God, I'm squinting.
And look, I cannot believe the panic people were in.
Well, not only did they panic, but they believed what they're hearing versus what they're actually living through.
Yes.
I had a lady come to the front of the club on Saturday night. It's 46 degrees. It's barely raining. Just a little bit of rain. And she goes, are you still doing the show? I go, yeah, come on in. She's, but it's a state of emergency. I'm like, yeah, but it's just drizzling out. It's, I think maybe they were wrong. I need a refund. No, you need to get inside. You need to stop listening to the news. Unbelievable. It was the only state of emergency that allowed me to do 86 miles an hour on the turnpike with no problem whatsoever. Oh, and now, of course, we're into the dangerous cold. Hey, it's not that dangerous if you put a coat on. It's really not that bad. Oh, I can't stand. The news makes me crazy. And we have a policy at the club. If it snows at all, one flake, you get a free ticket for another show if you come out.
Okay.
The whole show comes out. And some lady goes, can I still get a free ticket? I go, lady, it didn't, not one flake. It's 45. And she goes, yeah, but they said it was going to snow. But that's not the policy.
Now, how did all the little critters do? Gentleman farmer Vinnie Brand, how did all the little animals do out in the cold?
Oh, let me tell you, I put all new bedding down. All the animals will do fine when it's real, real cold. Like today, we might push out a baby goat. I've got three pregnant goats, so I can't wait. Uh-huh. In fact, if I have goats on the farm today and you come to Helium, I will give a goat to one lucky person. Because if you live in Philly, you need a goat.
Will you be birthing these goats? Like, are you out there pulling these goats out?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. The one goat thinks I'm her mother. Because when she was born, I had to bottle feed her from day one.
Uh-huh.
So when I walk out on the property, she follows me. I mean, it's unbelievable. And all the other goats follow her. I will tell a story tomorrow about a time that I had a bunch of Girl Scouts at my house. And I had one male sheep being delivered so we could mate the sheep.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, hey, girls, come on. There's a sheep being delivered. Well, what I didn't know is that when they're in season, there's no courting process. They just stop holding 6-year-old kids. 6-year-old kids on the fence line, and this male sheep goes in and goes right to town, and they're making noise. They're like, rah, rah. And I'm like, come on, kids, they're in the house. And this one girl goes, what are they doing? And I go, they're fighting. And she goes, oh, my parents fight all the time. I don't even write material. I just record what happens in my life day to day. That day was maybe the funniest day on the farm ever.
Well, Vinnie Brand and his free goats will be appearing tomorrow night at Helium Comedy Club. One show only, 8 o'clock. Get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001.
Helium, tomorrow night, the after party. We're going to the DeBella's house late at night to wake him up.
I don't particularly like
John DeBella.
For the same reason that I dislike
the John DeBella podcast.
We posted this on Facebook yesterday. You still got time to put your 2 cents in. It seems that 40%, they did a poll of 2,000 car owners, and 40% of these car owners regularly talk to and name their vehicle, or name and talk to their vehicle.
All right.
Dave's car, as far as I know, am I correct? Your car does not have a name.
Correct.
Right?
That is right.
What year is that?
My car's a 99.
99. Yeah. So we posted a fabulous picture of it on the Facebook page, and today we want to name Dave's car.
Right.
So you still got time to get in on this. Get to the Facebook page and put in your 2 cents.
Are those hubcaps standard?
No, those are wheels.
There is
no hubcap.
I don't have black hubcaps. Those are the wheels.
Black hubcaps. You know, that's it.
Surprised it didn't make the classic car calendar, honestly. It's 20 years old now.
If you would have painted the wheels to match the car.
All right, next year. There's always next year. All right, Eagles fans.
I saw this article yesterday, and I started asking the guys, and it seems that in a poll of 2,000 car owners, right, 40% of these people say that they've named their vehicle and they regularly talk to it, right? And I'll admit, I've been talking to my cars for years. I mean, you know, especially like when you get a close call or something, you pat it a little on the dashboard. Good job, boy.
Yeah.
Good job, boy.
I'll do that if it's snowing and I'm trying to get up a hill. Like,
right,
come on,
right,
let's
right.
go.
Yeah,
you,
yeah,
you can
yeah,
do
yeah,
it. Come on, come on, come on.
Low on gas, of course.
Come on, Janet. Yeah, yeah. Let's go.
All right, right, right. Do you have a name
Janet.
For
Janet?
Janet?
Janet.
Janet, your car? Yeah.
Yes.
Mine is, and I know you're going to love this, Big Fella. Big Fella is my
Did you buy it from Babe Ruth?
No. It's a large car, and he's a
fella. It is spacious.
It is spacious. So, and Dave's car, which is a tribute to late 20th century
manufacturing overseas,
right, is a 1999 Toyota.
Right.
And you know, the thing that gets me about your car, Dave, most of all, because it doesn't have a name, Dave doesn't talk to it, and probably because it doesn't have a name, right? But it's that airfoil on the back.
Oh, you like the spoiler?
Yeah, the spoiler that you have there. because Dave, also known as Granny Gibson in these parts, right? If it takes 20 minutes to get there, Dave won't be there for at least 45.
Yeah, it gives me some real street cred having that spoiler.
It does. It does indeed. But Dave's car has no name. So we decided that we should ask the listeners, and we put it up on Facebook yesterday. And I just want you to know, folks, we got a lot of suggestions.
We did, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, we got a hell of a lot of suggestions, but these are the 10 that we believe are the best. And in no particular order, these are the best. Although I do think that the final one might be the number one. Right? But this came from Bridget Huber, who obviously is a Fleetwood Mac fan, the Green Montalici. Right? So
I had to look this one up yesterday.
Yeah, Peter Green.
Fine song, yes.
Yeah, fine song. All right. What are you going with?
Brian Vader's. Scooped it off the top, but a good one. Ghetto Cruiser.
This was my original car's nickname, my mom's minivan.
Really?
Yes. Right.
The Ghetto Cruiser?
Yes.
Okay.
So I like that one. Bud Duffy suggests Chief Tow-Away.
When you see Dave's car, Jake Sabo's name of Stranger Danger really comes into play.
Well,
in
the
a
lack
big
of
way.
Hubcaps definitely leads to that.
And that says free candy spray painted on the side of your doors, too.
And hugs on the other side.
Well, John McBride called it the Rattler.
Right, which it probably does also.
A little bit, especially this time of year. Ian Densmore, was in the Doors, suggests the Green Ghost because it will never be noticed.
Okay.
Very good.
Now this next one, I'm not sure if I should go with the guy's name or his suggestion. His suggestion is Chick Deflector. His name is Rick Shaw.
Rickshaw.
Yeah. Rickshaw.
That's amazing.
It should be the Rickshaw. I'm liking that. Tim Donahue called it Scrap. It's actually a pretty good one.
Yep.
That's good. I like that one. Jim Moran says the Triple Bogey.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's
it's the color of Deep Rough, so that
makes
sense.
But this is the one that gets me the most. It comes from Matt Grasso, right, who went with, of all things, Charles Grodin, right?
What?
An actor's name I haven't heard in ages.
Game show host?
Right. No. Charles Grodin was a famous actor.
Really?
And then he had a talk show for
so
a while
random.
And stuff. But it was like, from now on, I'm
sticking with Charles Grodin.
You're sticking with Charles
yes,
Grodin?
Yes, thank you,
okay.
Matt.
So Charles Grodin is now the name of Dave's car. We're in the office this morning, and I'm in shock over how long it has been. Right, when Rod Stewart came to town and he played the Wells Fargo Center, we all went backstage and hung with those. We have a ticket from that night of being at the show, and it's up on the bulletin board in the office. And I go walking past it, and it says 2013. I cannot believe that was 6 years
Isn't
ago.
Isn't that nuts? I hate doing the math anymore.
6 years ago.
Yeah.
14 degrees outside right now. Mixed sun and clouds today with the temperature getting up to 30 degrees. A lot of people still sending in names for your car. All right, we got a Get Her Done and a Danielson for some reason. Wants to call him Mr. Miyagi.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.